Welcome, my friends, to another edition of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. This is Payman Mutahede. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School. And tonight, you'll be seeing me record a session on how much income tax are you paying? It's really Satan. IRS. That's a topic that I'm going to try to simplify for you as best as I can without you having to fill out a tax return. Give you a good roundabout idea about that issue. Then afterwards, as usual, I will be answering any and all of your freedom questions for free. And I'll do my best, whether it's the IRS or any government agent or agency harassing you, I'm going to do my best to give you the freedom answer solutions that you are looking for. So remember, we're going to put the call number on the screen later on where you can call and ask your questions orally. You can also type your questions online, and I'll get to those that way as well, although the telephone calls are much better because you have the back and forth necessary to clarify your question. And so with that, we're going to start right now momentarily. Give me the 1, 2, 3, please. Yes.
3, 2.
How much income tax are you giving to It's Really Satan? IRS. Let's find out. How much are you throwing away giving it to the IRS, thinking, believing you have a legal right and patriotic duty to pay your fair share? My name is Payman Mutahede. I am the founder and president of Freedom Law School, which I started in 1996, educating the average American like you about the law, the U.S. Constitution, your rights, and how to live free of oppressive taxation and control. If you are someone who loves the truth, this is the channel for you. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, ring for the subscribe button so you'll know about the videos as they come out, educate you and inform you your freedom, focus, and understanding that did not exist for you before. Let's get to the topic now of how much income tax are you giving away to the IRS. And I'm going to mention at the end what you can do about it as well, how to stop giving money lawfully you're not required to pay. So let's go first to our screen, and you'll see Freedom Law School's webpage on the front, livefreenow.org. This is a new one we got done now in December 2020. Welcome to Freedom Law School. Our claim, there is no law requiring 98% of Americans to file unpaid income tax. Of course, even if you have not already, watch this short 6-minute video, which is the best introduction about the truth regarding the lawful nature of the federal income tax. You want to definitely watch it, and the short videos that are suggested after that. There's only 5 of them, which, by the way, if you see right here, when you go watch the video on our YouTube channel, these videos show up there. Also, if you go to the front page of Freedom Law School's YouTube channel, those are the first 5 videos that come up. You want to watch these 5 right there that come up. Less than half hour, bam, they give you what you need to know about the income tax fraud. But now we're going to go to how much are you giving away to the IRS? Well, to do that, you want to go on our website, freenow.org, under educational materials, and go down to how much are you giving the IRS? And open that link in a new tab. And when you do that, okay, here it comes up right here. The page is headed, how much are you giving to the IRS? It's really Satan. Folks, I call it, it's really Satan, because it is. What they do is they use deception to give you in fear. That's their tool of the tyrants. Fear that if you don't wear a mask, you'll die of coronavirus prematurely. Same kind of deception is going on with the income tax. But let's get to the whole how much you're giving away to the IRS. Here's a chart we put together with the help of one of my students who was a regular tax preparer. He wants to stop doing that because he realizes that most people he prepared tax returns for him didn't owe it. So he wants to work with us. He helped me put this together. So let's look at this. What we're going to do, look at people like on different categories. People who are single, self-employed, we'll look at those at different various income levels. We will look at people who are single employees at different income levels, how much taxes they pay. Married and self-employed people that work for themselves, we're going to look at how much they pay in different various income levels. And then married employees, how much they pay income tax every year that they voluntarily donate to the IRS. Let's look at the most common category. One of them is single, self-employed, especially for young people. Young people are single. They do not have the job experience to start their own business, be more skilled or in management. They're most likely to be employees. And as employees, these people don't make that much. Let's see what their situation is. And by the way, I'm going to give you a solution for all of them. Hang in there. So we see we got somebody, for example, let me zoom on this just a little bit if I could for you guys so you can see a little bit. Yeah, here we go. Okay, can we do that? Again, one less. Here we go. So you see, yes, the employee. That's self-employed. We got self-employed first. Okay, no problem. We got single, self-employed. Work for yourself. If you make $25,000 a year versus $40,000 a year, $60,000 a year, $90,000 or $200,000 a year. Folks, all these calculations you see here, okay, are simple. You know, the only thing we have is a QBI deduction for small business owners. Don't worry about that. But none of these charts talk about if you have any children, you get $2,000 child tax credit, home mortgage deduction, or any other thing. We're just going to do it simple, okay? And you can make those adjustments yourself. A little bit less, maybe, with maybe having children or a mortgage, but it's pretty much going to be pretty close to these numbers, how much you're giving away to the IRS. So, someone who makes $25,000 a year, the individual income tax is $883, this pink line you see here. However, below that, the self-employment taxes, Social Security and Medicare tax, both halves, that's what kills you. $3,500 is about what you pay. And that's what makes the total federal income taxes of about $4,400, which is effective tax rate of 18%. Think about that, folks. A young single entrepreneur making only about $2,000 a month pays about 1% of what he makes in income tax. When the income tax was started, it was supposed to be a tax on the rich. It's not. It's a deception. The tax on the poor, the working poor, the little young entrepreneur who's trying to get his life going, he's stopped by he's being stolen from. that 4,400, someone who makes $25,000 a year, is a lot of money. Okay? So, yeah, you've been raped, young, single, self-employed. Now, when you make $40,000 a year, your individual income tax goes to $2,200, self-employed meant to about $5,600, and a total of about $7,800, about 20% tax rate. Look at that, folks. To someone who makes $40,000 a year, which is just a little bit over $3,000 a month, if you're making just over $3,000 a month, do you think having $8,000 extra at the end of the year or not would make a difference? You better believe it does. Again, the income tax is not about soaking the rich. It's about robbing you, the small entrepreneur, working people who are trying to get ahead. Now look at this. When you make $60,000 a year, you know, $4,000 is your income, individual income tax, about $8,500 in self-employment income taxes, and altogether about $12,500. You make $90,000 a year, individual income taxes $8,400, Social Security, Medicare, self-employed taxes about $12,700, combined over $21,000 a year with a 23% approximately F rate. These are rounded rates of taxation I got here. Now look at that, folks. $90,000 a year is not a lot of money. It's not. Okay? To get there takes a little while for your business to go up there. But you're paying over $20,000 a year on the $90,000. You have only $70,000 left. With $20,000 a year extra in your pocket make a difference in your lifestyle? Having a nicer home, bigger home, nicer neighborhood, better food. People tell me, "Oh, Paymon, I know you say we should eat a better food, grass-fed beef, organic foods, wild seafood. Oh, but they cost more. I can't afford it." Oh, yeah? Because you're letting IRS steal it from you. You're giving it away to the IRS, especially the self-employed. Right? You literally every quarter, right? A check voluntarily form here, IRS. I'm giving you money. Take it. And I'm going to fill out a confession form at the end of the year because I'm afraid with ignorance. Right? Let's look at this now. Someone making $200,000 a year, of course, his numbers are way up there. He pays a total of $52,000 in total federal income taxes. 26% over a quarter what he makes gross income taxes. That's just highway robbery. And above that, you can see that extrapolate the numbers, folks. You can extrapolate what you between these numbers, how much you pay income tax. Okay? Now let's go here down to single employee, right? Single employees are the most common category of single people, right? And so here we have someone making $40,000, $50,000, $70,000, $100,000, or $200,000 a year. Now, the individual income tax for someone who is $40,000 a year is about $3,000 a year. Okay? Payroll tax is about the same, also about $3,000 a year, $6,200 total. $50,000 a year, total you see here is over $8,000 in income taxes. $70,000 a year, total is about $14,000. $100,000 is about $23,000. And $200,000 is over $52,000. And I have them separated by individual income tax because it's easy to stop the individual income tax no matter who you work for. Walmart, General Dynamics, any huge corporation, It's easy to stop the individual income tax withholding. The payroll taxes are more difficult, but that could be done, especially with smaller employees who are more open to learning the law as written. Okay. Let's go now to the third category. Married, self-employed. Annual income of $30,000, $50,000, $70,000, $100,000, and $200,000. Again, here you see the self-employed get raped the most by the self-employment tax. Only $278 in regular income tax from this married couple, but the self-employment tax is $4,200, over $4,500 total because of the Social Security income tax. Know this, folks. Social Security tax and Medicare taxes are income taxes. See? They're just a different form of income tax. $50,000 a year, you're paying over almost $9,000 of that $50,000 in income taxes. Someone making $70,000, over $13,000 in income taxes. You make $100,000 a year, look at that. 20% of what you make, over $20,000 goes to income taxes. Someone in $200,000, guess what? You're paying about $42,000. Now look at the tax rate, folks. Look at the tax rate as you're noticing someone making $200,000 a year, someone making $50,000, they're about the same tax rate category. Why is that? Why is it that as you make more, the tax rate does not go higher as you'd expect? Because Social Security income tax is the most regressive income tax, meaning it taxes only the poor and the middle class, especially the self-employed entrepreneur, self-employed middle class, because it only applies to about the first $134,000 that you make. After that, you pay zero for everything you make, about $134,000. How did the government get away with convincing people that you should pay this tax? Because they've convinced us that this money goes to your Social Security Trust Fund for your retirement. That is a big, fat lie. There is no such thing as a Social Security Trust Fund. By law and Supreme Court rulings, the money must go in your general treasury account of the U.S. government, and the federal government can spend that money on anything they want. Bank bailouts, wars, pay Planned Parenthood for abortions, all kind of corruption and waste. Okay? So, and most old people have become dependent to many higher degrees on this Social Security receiving. So nobody dares to talk and touch the Social Security tax in any way. If you talk about it as a politician, third rail of politics, you die as a politician. That's the problem. Okay. So let's go back to our chart. Married employee. You see this married employee, folks. Annual income is up 60, 70, 80, 120, and 200,000 here. Again, you notice that here, the married employee, because he and his wife probably both work, they pay almost $4,000 in individual income tax and about $4,600 in Social Security payroll taxes. Altogether, about $8,500. Someone making $70,000 pays over $10,000 in federal income taxes, $80,000 over $12,000. You're paying federal income taxes. Someone in $120,000 income pays over about $22,000. Someone in $200,000 income pays about $46,000 in federal income taxes total. Folks, this is a lot of money stolen from an average family. A lot of money that should go to feed you and your family. Better housing, you should not be in credit card debt. This is the reason why you are in credit card debt. While you don't have savings, you can't afford a nicer home, bigger home in a nice neighborhood, nicer car, nicer food, because you've been robbed. The money's going to the corrupt deep state, lazy bureaucrats. Okay? Now, as you know, I'm going to show you that NOLA requires you to give this money away. Now, if you don't believe me, hang in there. I'll show you briefly. You go to Freedom Law School's front page. On this, like I showed you, this view at the front page, 7 minutes, I will prove it to you. Prove it to you with the law as published by the U.S. House of Representatives, the Congress of the United States, and the U.S. Supreme Court rulings. I'll show you from their own words that only those of you who live in D.C. or are citizens of D.C. and territories, and only those of you who get money from the federal government work, like post office workers, soldiers, federal pensioners, federal government employees, only you are required to file income tax, which is only maybe 2% of you. 98% of you owe zero Social Security, Medicare, or regular federal income tax. Watch this video. It'll prove it to you. And then remember, as you watch this video, what it will do, it'll bring you the other four videos on also the YouTube channel. This is the first video up there, and four more short videos. They will show this to you. And each of these videos, like you see here, this the one, this is the first one. On the description, when you go below the description, where it says show more here on the left, click on show more. And it gives you links to other videos, longer videos, that go over this topic in more detail. Here's one video. You ought to watch longer, more detailed presentation. And here's another one that gives you a longer answer presentation. Each of these videos has a longer presentation. Now, Freedom Law School is starting a petition campaign. First Amendment, free speech, association, press, assemble, will like-minded people to stop government corruption and criminality. We got to petition our Congress to stop the criminals and U.S. government from robbing you. The crooked government lawyers in the U.S. Department of Injustice and the double crooked judges who commit treason openly, conspire with the government lawyers to deliberately ignore Congress's written law language, clear intent, and Supreme Court decisions apply to that. So, and in the meanwhile, you write to congressmen. You tell them, look, you need to investigate this, have hearings, stop. I'm not shying away from paying my fair share of any taxes I owe. If I'm wrong, please show me. Please do correct me. But they can't, so they won't. You'll see. These petitions are going to be on our website very soon. under Education Material Staff. You ought to join. It's for free. Every American, I want every American to do this, okay, for free. But I want something else for you. I want you to lift yourself out of poverty. Out of poor to upper poor. Upper poor to lower middle class. From middle class, a lower middle class to middle class. Middle class to upper middle class. Everybody go higher. Are not being robbed with deception. Because remember, they use fear. False evidence appearing real. Deception to enslave you. They tell you, if you don't wear a mask, you're going to die of COVID or you'll kill somebody else. They tell you, Trump is involved with a conspiracy with Russia to affect U.S. elections and beat Hillary Clinton. And they'll tell you, oh, Hillary Clinton, oh, she deliberately put a server in her house to get all top secret national security emails come to her house, you know, so she can use it as a kickback, you know, extortion racket to sell influence to foreigners, everybody to raise money for her election. Oh, that was just, she didn't understand the words on top of the letter, like, you know, top secret, what it meant on there. It's just nothing. Hillary didn't forget. It was nothing intentional. Which is a lie. They're lying to you. They're deceiving you. The mainstream media, the high tech, the Communist Party, the Democrats. Right? Banksters and your corporations all are your enemies. You, the American people, my friends, you have a right to take your country back. So you need to write these letters. But I'm going to help you stop. Stop making yourself poor and giving money away. And this is how I'll help you do it. Watch this, folks. You go to the front page of our website, you see a link right there to Royal Freedom Package. Why is that? Because I'll give you this guarantee, a minimum of 7-year, $1 million guarantee, that if you lawfully stop buying and paying U.S. federal income tax with our Royal Freedom Package, Freedom Law School will guarantee to keep the IRS from levying your money for minimum 7 years, minimum, or Freedom Law School will compensate you for up to $1 million. Yes, up to $1 million. Well, you ever seen anybody give a guarantee like that? No. Nobody in America or the world has it. Only Freedom Law School has that. This program is 19 years old. It started in 2001. It's experience. I've been the IRS myself, our students. You can see it on our website, folks. Go to, let's zoom out a little bit of this. On the top menu, under our victories, you see F Freedom Law School victories and student victories. You can check these out for yourself. I've beaten the student victories. Click on any of these victories, and you get more detailed documentation. And also, you'll see, let's see which one is that. Here we go. Freedom Law School. I've been the IRS myself. Check in these, open them up for yourself. These are documented, proven victories, folks. Then when you click on the Royal Freedom Package on the front page, that takes you to this program, folks. And I'm going to update it for you very short, this page. And now you can get this program for incredibly as low as $400 a year. That's right. This program, folks, Royal Freedom Package, is $9,000 to start and $4,000 a year, $4,500 for Californians. But for young people, folks, I'll dramatically drop the price because I want you young people. I want to help you. I want to give you a chance, opportunity to move up. Because I know with this situation, you cannot find good jobs out there, okay? You don't make a lot of money. I want to give you an opportunity, my friend, okay? So what I've done here, if you scroll down, this video describes it to you in more detail. You'll see this program is reduced to, for age 30 to 34, 4,000 a year. Anybody who is age 25 to 29, only 1,800 a year. People aged 18 to 24, only $900 a year. And under 18 is $400 a year because I want you to get your children before they get out of high school, get them started as high schoolers. Write the congressman saying, hey, I'm going to be an adult. I want to know about the law of my rights. Here it is. Letter from Freedom Law School I got. It's okay. You say you got it from us. Is this wrong or is it right? Everything, the laws are quoted, copy attached from your website. From the U.S. Supreme Court. It shows I'm the average American in private work, do not have to file income tax. I work for state, city, county, don't have to file income tax either. What's going on here? Folks, we've been deceived, enslaved. That's where the fear of IRS comes from, because we've been deceived. Your love of freedom is your key to freedom and prosperity for you. Remember that. Starts here and here. Your love of freedom and prosperity. Fear will keep you frozen. I'm afraid. I don't want to go to jail with the IRS. So I'm not going to even look at anything. I'm just going to close my eyes. Keep going. Doing what I've done. I don't know what I'm signing on that 1040 form, but I just sign it anyways. So I don't go to jail. That's how they got you. Free your mind. As you see, Morpheus in the movie Matrix tells Neo before he jumps from one tall roof to another. That famous scene, folks. You ought to watch it on YouTube, okay? So this program is made affordable so you all can do it, because what it gives you is unlimited consultation and help. Anything happens with the IRS, in law school, we have the responses ready for you. Any letter that necessary, in law school, we'll do it for you. And unlimited consultation, help, telephone question, just call. Someone knowledgeable will answer your question to be there in your corner. No one has anything even close to this at any price, anywhere in the world, because this is an action plan of education and freedom for you, my friend. And now, one more thing I want to share with you guys. You can start all these with the payment plans, folks. Money is not the issue, folks, okay? See, money is not the issue for all this. You don't have even someone over 35. You don't have $9,000. You can start with as low, go down as low as $1,000 and make a payment plan, okay? As you pay more, you get more parts of the program. And for younger people, okay, all of these people, 18 to 34, they can put down half or $1,000, whichever is less, okay, to start with the payment plan. Because, folks, yes, we all need money to make it work. But for me, Paymon, this is not about me becoming rich. I'm already comfortable. Honestly, I can only eat so much. I live in a wonderful, lovely place. I'm very fortunate, thankful, in Central Florida, a free state, in a country suburb. You know, I don't need a bigger house or bigger cars. I don't. Okay? I want to help you. It gives me pleasure to help you live free and have a chance to be free and prosperous and happier by using this knowledge that's taken me 28 years to develop. I want you to plug into the system to have you be free. I'm going to give you one more opportunity that you're not going to find anything like it out there. Watch this, folks. Here we're going to go on our front page, go under course packages to Freedom Opportunity Plan and open that link in a new tab. And here you'll see where you can refer people to Freedom Law School. Check out this page, folks. I'm not going to go over in detail. You can get paid 25% of what people pay to join our programs, 25%, or even 50%, okay, up to, you know, $4,500 per referral, okay, you can get paid for referring people to Freedom Law School. It's all there. It's going to be updated very soon. So you can get paid by telling someone else about Freedom Law School, up to $4,500 cash in a mail to you. In other words, you got a job right now. Share your love of freedom with others who are looking for opportunities to know the truth so the truth can set them free like you and they become prosperous. And with the love of freedom, they will share it just like you with others. We're going to just take this country back. By word of mouth, not through the mainstream media, not through big high tech or banks or corporations. They are our enemies, relying on ourselves and working with each other. Take advantage of all this, folks. You see how much you're being robbed. In your refresher, I'll refresh it for you, how much you're actually getting robbed. You don't realize it. These programs are very affordable for you. Look at this chart again, folks. If you're a young person, for example, okay, you start your own business, $25,000 a year, folks, someone who's at the 28 years old, for $900 a year, you start saving over the $4,400 you pay. You're saving right now over $3,500. Just someone who makes $25,000 a year, okay? Someone who makes $60,000 a year, you're paying $12,000, you know, to income taxes by getting the royalty and package. Let's suppose you're a 33-year-old in this case. You pay $1,800 a year. You save yourself over $10,000 as a 33-year-old. Let's suppose you take a 40-year-old, making $90,000 a year, self-employed. Royalty and package will be $9,000 to start, $4,000 a year. First, you save yourself about $12,000, and then every year, over $15,000 a year you'll be saving, folks. And for $200,000, I don't even have to even go there, folks. It's way over the top how much incredible savings you got. Okay, second employee, even you, who making $40,000 a year, just in income taxes, folks. If you're still employing, again, 29 years old, $1,800 a year, even there, you save money, even if you don't stop the Social Security, which, by the way, I'm working on a plan to stop Social Security stealing also. It takes more work, but that's in the process. Income tax, regular, that I can do right away. Help you with that. Social Security takes a little bit more work. So look at this now. Say for someone who's 33 years old, makes $50,000 a year, you're paying, what, $4,300 in regular income tax? You're saving yourself, what, about $2,500 a year. So the program pays for itself. The Royal Freedom Package, folks, pays for itself, okay, with the money that you're saving that you're not giving to your enemies, the deep state government crooks in the executive and the judicial branch who are conspiring together against you to ignore the law. The same FBI, U.S. Department of Injustice, and the judges, right, who let Hillary Clinton off the hook for committing massive treason of national security, top secret, going to the home base server versus the government secure files. Folks, she could get up over 1,000 years of prison time, folks. Thousands of years. If she was put on trial for every instance of her committing that treasonous act she did. Thousands of years Hillary Clinton would have got. But they let her off the hook. Then, yeah, 3 years of this phony Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax, which the CIA whistleblower did against the president. CIA answers to nobody by law except the president. And here they were conspiring against the president himself. Talk about our control. And the U.S. Department of Injustice under Attorney General Sessions, or the double crooked bar, they're a bunch of crooked insiders. They're doing nothing about it. Right? Only one guy, bar got in jail. One little puny little lawyer for a small thing. They're all going, let each other free. And the judge is also in on the cover up for each other. You have no lawful, constitutional, ethical, moral, or conscientious duty to file and pay income tax and pay your enemies to destroy you. None. I don't care what the government lawyers or double crooked judges say. Oh, I'm the judge. I know the law. No, you get the law from me, the judge. Judge is a human being like you. Pants on like you and I, one leg at a time. And guess what? Every day he goes to the bathroom, he wipes his butt himself also. He's political. He got agendas. He got feelings. He's got opinions. They're not somehow holy than holy. They're not. They pretend to be, but they're not. So know that, folks. And don't be cowed by them. They are living in fear. If they don't cover the corrupt system, they will not move up in their careers. Your future path to promotion, higher pay, higher prestige. And they will be ostracized by their fellows in government cliques under pressure to conform. They live in fear, folks. They do. Okay? Whereas you are free. You have the choice. You have all these, your government agent employees pressuring you to conform, to protect the system. It's all of us against them. We have to cover up our secrets against the American people who are too stupid. They don't know better. Let them watch their TV and entertainment. You know, everything was fine. Just go along with the program and cover it up like everybody else. They got that. You don't. Go out there and share this information on our website. Every one of you. Go to the front page of our website, folks. Before we get censored by YouTube and others, go down on the front page of our website. Get on our email list. Get started below. Fill out this information. Click on Yes, I Want Free Freedom Education. Click on that. Make sure we'll be in touch with you directly. Okay? And remember, you go to our film or to our channel and subscribe so we'll be in touch with you about everything, folks. With that, folks, I want to thank every one of you, really, for taking your precious time. Listen to my rant. And I invite you, my friend, to do not let deception and fear let your love of freedom free you. Share this freedom and prosperity and love with everyone around you so we can get rid of this modern slavery system and have America be free, prosperous, and great once again. Go to our website, livefreenow.org, always as your source, and call us. Number will be on the screen. Always call us if you have any questions or concerns. 813-444-4800. Freedom Law School wants to hear from you. Call us. We'll be there on your corner, my friend. I send you my love. I hope to meet you all in person one day. How long was it, by the way? Maybe 40 minutes or so. That's okay. Approximately is good enough. About 40 minutes. Okay, that's fine. No problem. All right. Well, then let's do a short one. I'm going to do a short one on this, about that. Maybe about 5 minutes. We'll see. As always. Folks, I'm going to do a short video on this topic because, you know, most people are not like you, patient to listen to a whole 40-minute presentation. So I like to do these short ones, about 5 minutes long. Give people a taste of what the longer video will show them. So let me get this stuff in order, and we can get on it pretty quickly. 1 minute, please. Oh, yeah, I will let you know. Okay. Yeah, some I cannot. Probably will do that. Yeah, I'll do that. Okay, here we go. Okay. All right, let's do that. How much income tax are you giving away to its really, Satan, IRS? My name is Peyman Motahede. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School since 1996, and I will tell you exactly how much you're allowing yourself to be robbed and how you can stop it. You go to Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org right here, okay? This is the front page. What you want to do first, watch this short 5-6 minute video, that there is no law requiring 98% of Americans to file income tax. And this is the best introduction to the truth regarding the lawful nature of the federal income tax. Okay. And once you watch this video, you will know you have been deceived and robbed. Okay. So you want to go to watch this video as soon as you can. Then what you want to do, go on our front page under Education Materials tab, go down to how much are you giving the IRS, and open that link in the new page, and you come across here. It's headline, how much are you giving to the IRS? It's really Satan. And you see, folks, I put on, for single people, various amounts of annual income, how much tax you pay in Social Security, income tax, regular income tax, and total numbers in the yellow line down at the bottom. Also have single employee. You see the green line for various income amounts. How much income taxes are you paying at the bottom in the yellow line and the tax rates? Married, self-employed also. Again, you see the same thing. I put some sampling of different amounts of annual income in green background. And you see in pink, blue, and then yellow how much federal income tax you being robbed with and given to the IRS voluntarily. And here it is, the chart for the married employee. As you can look at these pages, folks, for some married employee in these amounts, $8,000 to $46,000 you pay. For someone who is married, self-employed, working for yourself, $4,500 to $43,000. For single employee, $6,000 to over $52,000 you're paying. And for a single person who works for himself, $4,400 to $52,000 is what you end up paying even to the IRS because you didn't know. Folks, this is money that belongs to you. And 98% of Americans are not required to file and pay this money that I showed you. 98%. Unless you are a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. or U.S. territories like Guam and Puerto Rico. Or you make your money from performing functions of federal public office like military, post office, federal bureaucrat, judge, congressman, aide. You do not owe any federal income tax. If you get a federal pension, a VA pension, for example, you pay income tax only on that, not on everything else that you make. Folks, Freedom Law School can help you stop this robbery inexpensively and put money in your pocket also if you choose by telling other people the truth. I want you to become a Freedom Ambassador and tell people the truth. Let your love of truth be your guide to free you. However, I warn you, if you let fear of control you, false evidence appearing real, you're a dead duck. You're freezing the tracks. If you let the deception and brainwashing of decades of lies freeze you into not going more and not looking anymore at this information. Below this video is a link to a longer presentation on this topic that will show you how to be free. Watch the longer presentation and the link below. The card also will come up on the screen. Click on that so how you can stop giving away money to the IRS that you legally do not owe. How you can share your love of freedom with others in America, help them be free, and in the process, become prosperous as well. Go to our website at livefreenow.org, always livefreenow.org as your source of education and freedom. More answers for you. Okay. All right, that was about 6 minutes, right? Good. That's what you want. Okay. Let's put the call number on the screen for everybody to call in, folks. Here's your chance, my friend. You have a call, a question? Call me right now. Folks, I'm extremely busy. I charge $600 an hour for my time. First hour, $300. So, well, of course, for our Royal Freedom Package members, it's free, unlimited. So tonight, you get to ask any questions about freedom issues for free. Call the number on the screen that you see, area code 657-383-1755, and then push 1 on your telephone keypad, 657-3-1755, and press 1 on your telephone keypad. We have a call from area code 630, okay, and call of America 630. I don't want you to give me your last name. First name only to protect your privacy. Okay? So tell me that. Tell me if you have our free Freedom Education Package, my friend. And tell me if you watch the videos on the front page of our website. That's new. I wonder how many people have watched those short videos. You really probably should watch it. Watch it right away. Okay? The short videos on your way to work. Watch those short videos. Okay? All right. All right, my friend, what's your first name? Call from area code 630.
Hello, good evening. Hey, Payman. My name is Perry.
Hello. Okay.
Yes, sir. I've been enjoying your YouTube videos. I would click on the channel, and then you have probably 100 videos there, and they've been very informative. So thank you for posting all that wisdom you had. Very inspiring, too, as far as freedom. You're one of the more inspiring speakers out there I've found, so thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you. And how can
I
help you?
I do have some questions, then. I have a couple questions. Is that all right?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead. What's your question?
Okay. So the first one is I have a W-2 job where I work for an employer, not self-employed, and I've had my taxes withheld from my paychecks before I got them, right, for past year. So this has been many years going on. It is right now where I have not filed my taxes for the past few years. I think definitely 18 and 17, possibly 16 as well. But I am due a refund for each of those years because more tax was withheld than I owed. And, you know, obviously I need to be looking at the withholding and things like that. But, you know, moving forward. But as far as those at least past 3 years, the IRS owes me refund money. And it's about maybe between $500 and $1,000 for each year. So my question is, should I fill out my forms and figure that all out and submit it in order to get the few hundred dollars or, you know, let's just say $2,000 total maybe over those 3 years. But I know you call them the, what is it, the 1040 confession forms. So I guess it's a cost-benefit choice I'm trying to make here. And then the second part of that is I also did not get the stimulus money that most other people did. I think, what was it, $1,200, something along those lines. I did not get that because I had not filed for 2019. So should I file and try to get my refund money and also try to get that stimulus money? That's what I'm struggling, juggling in my brain these days.
Well, let me ask you, how much you make a year approximately?
About 70.
Okay. Are you single or married? So since 500 to 1,000 is not that much compared to you make, you know, it's not a big deal either way, really. You could, but since what you want to do, focus instead of that, of stopping the stealing of your money. In other words, you make right now, in fact, let's go look at the chart. In fact, let's go to the chart. Here you are. Let's see what your situation is. Single employee, you make it, there it is, $70,000 a year, okay, single person. Individual income tax, about $8,500.
That's about right. That's what's withheld from my check.
Yeah. So $500 or $1,000, that's maybe 10%. You want to stop them from stealing this $8,500 from your paycheck easily, and then we're going to go to Social Security tax next. I would fund that more. How old are you, by the way, Perry?
Mid-40s.
Okay. So mid-40s. So, you know, you're a single person. I would focus more on that. You can do that, but what you want to do for sure, let's go to our front page. You want to go under education materials, go down to how to stop tax withholding, and open that link in the new tab. And when you do that, you see the videos and step-by-step instructions how to stop income tax withholding right away, and then writing to congressman, and then follow up with the employer. And you see here, sample letters are here. You can click on the plus sign here, congressman, and all the whole, you can download the whole letter. You can read the letter on our website right here and download it, and then you give your congressman a chance to correct you if you're wrong. Your letter has all these exhibits, all these laws attached. Congressman's own law from their website and U.S. Supreme Court decisions that apply, all provided for you, all right there. Just download it, all put together for you, my friend. All the stuff, you see that? This is, you know, it's all there for you, okay? And then you write your employer to stop withholding altogether as well. Instructions on there. All them step by step. Okay, you could do W, for example, under duress, you know, with some language to stop the stealing immediately because they're forcing you to fill it out. Okay, all that stuff is there. So what I would suggest is to do that first. You can file if you want to for the last 2 years only, 19 and 18, because after 2 years, by law, you have it's considered that you have abandoned the money, abandoned it, even though they stole it from you. You cannot get it back. So only 19 and 18 you can do that for if you choose to do so. Not that much. You can do that if you want to, because you can do that. Don't turn around, ask letters from your Congress about all this. I'm going to have a letter on our website very soon, Perry, on how no American that is not from D.C., resident or citizen, or a federal government public functionary has to file income tax. You will send that letter to your congressman, all on our website for free. Do that. And then, if you want to have a peace of mind, as I suggested earlier, you can consider getting becoming a Royal Freedom Package member. And better yet, tell other people about it. Start making good money. For each referral, you can make $4,500 cash. So you can really increase your income and one day become even independent of that salary job and make a lot more promoting and talking freedom with others, Barry. Does that help you?
I would love those options. I do look at that closely. It's hard to, you know, juggle a lot of things with the day job, but I'm relatively new to watching your videos and your programs, so I've been doing my homework and catching up. I appreciate all your educational activities. I didn't know you had the entire letter there, all 50 pages or whatever it is, that send the congressperson, so that looks incredible, and I'll be reviewing that. Lastly, back to what I was saying, do you have any comments on the stimulus money, though, that $1,200? So are people able to get that now, or was that only early in the year, et cetera? Mm. So meaning if somebody went and filed what they didn't file for, I think it was 2019 you had to file to get that. Is that still available? Do you know? Or, I mean, because, you know, $1,200 isn't exactly chump change either, so.
I'm not sure. I'm looking it up online just like you. I go duckduckgo.com because I use Google. They spy on you. Look at my screen. Can I get 2019 COVID stimulus? Let me correct the spelling. Money, right? And I just search, okay? And there's stuff on that. You know, check out these things. Okay, what if I miss the deadline to get this? Here we go. You get a stimulus check.
Okay.
A lot of times online, let me tell you something. Most people do not know how to do proper search on the internet. Type in 3 to 5 keywords that have the answer you're looking for, especially 4 or 5 is better. It'll come up, one of the stuff. Or if you missed the deadline, there is this article that tells you your money should still come, but you might need to act. This was put together May 27th. You just got to do a little more search online. Okay.
Okay.
So
I didn't know if you had any specific secrets or tips from your whole arena there. So I can definitely search that.
I'm not into that. I'm trying to get people on out of the system. So this in the system games, I'm not good, honestly.
I got to stop the bleeding, the hemorrhaging, right? So.
Yes.
All right, sir. I appreciate your time.
All right. Okay. Any other questions? Put the call number on the screen. Meanwhile, I'll go to the questions on the internet. Let's see. Let's see. Matthew asks, if the IRS writes me a love letter, what should I do or not do? It's a very good question. Matthew, it's all letters of the IRS are not the same. I can tell you from experience that over 90% of IRS's letters are garbage and junk and you can ignore them with a complete impunity, no negative, because they're just phishing letters to try to get you file 1040 confession form. However, there's always about 10% of those letters which are important legal notices. They almost always come to you by certified or registered mail. You should get those. You should let the IRS know your latest address to get mail to get those letters. And those, you got to respond. And that's what Freedom Law School does with our courses and our freedom packages. Okay? That's what it's about. So Freedom Law School knows which one's which. What I want to teach you, you know those things. In fact, if you go to my screen and look, that's why I start teaching people these things. On our front page, under course packages, go down to all courses and packages. You see them all listed there. Of course, at the top is the Royal Freedom Package, the most popular one everybody wants to get. But if you go down, the foundation of all these bigger packages is this course called A Practical Road to Freedom. Taxation and Control Level 1. Okay, so in here, in this course, I give you a lot of the basics you ought to know and need to know. Get this course. It's only $400 with a 90-day, 100% unconditional money-back guarantee. The table of contents, as you can see, is very comprehensive. Over 20 hours, 9 classes. What you want to know and what you need to know is in there. Things that you know you need to know, and even things that you don't know that you don't know, but it's important. It's all in there. Okay, so get that, and that will help you. At least start with that. You started with $100 and make payments. That's fine. Okay, so that's the best option I can give you. Okay, so let's go with other questions. Hopefully that helps you, my friend. And let's see. How are you? You like my beard? All right, my friend. Well, my daughter likes it too. So it makes him happy. Thank you for your kind words. As long as you all like it, it's all good. Now, SAP says, State of Mexicania, formerly the Golden State, is sending me bills and certified letters. Should I ignore them, pay them directly? Well, Seb, California Franchise Tax Board, the California tax agency, almost never sends out certified mail. Really? So I'm kind of curious about that. Number two, where do you live? Do you still live in International Communist Republic of Mexicania, or did you move out? If you moved out, doesn't matter. If you live in there, I need to see those letters. Okay, so I can help you. Remember, folks, all of you, go to our website. Okay, here it is. And at the very bottom of our pages, it's got a contact us link. The bottom right of every page. See that? Very bottom. Okay. And you open that link in a new tab, and you see you can, on the Contact Us page on the bottom right, on the right side, fill out your information there on the right side, attach the documents, send it, and you can this way email up to 10 pages of paperwork to Freedom Law School to review for you for free every Thursday night. So do that, my friend. Okay, then I can help you with your question better. Hayu says employers have issue with not matching your Social Security because they feel they have to. I'm not sure what you mean by that sentence. Please retype it clearly, your question, or call my friend. Okay. Again, Seb asked, you're getting letters from Republic of Mexicania, but where do you live? And I need to see those letters. All letters are not the same. I need to see also the chain of letters that was sent to you. See, oftentimes, the letter you have right now, it would not tell me what's going on. It's the previous letters that 2 months or a year ago that would tell me what's going on about this letter now. That's why I need to see all this, which is why I do one-on-one private consultations to go over all your paperwork. But I'll try to do a little bit of it if you send it to me for the next free hour or free myself. Okay? All right. Let's put the one is for a $200 certified. I don't pick them up. $200. Except if it's about $200, don't even think about it. Go on. Okay? Or $200, don't even waste your energy, your mental time, energy. Focus instead on making money, my friend. You see, a lot of people get caught up in this thing, what I call a disease called lack of money-itis, or the poverty mentality. You're not making much money. Your every $200 make a difference to you. I understand, and I respect that. However, focus on making more. That's what we are created for, you guys, at our website, the Freedom Opportunity. Because I want to give you a chance. You make so much, it won't matter to you. Okay? Folks, remember, I'm going to take you to the front page of my website. Okay? Look at this. Okay? On the front page, go under Course Packages, the Freedom Opportunity Plan. You open that link in a new tab. And there, it's explained to you in more detail, okay? You are a freedom advocate now. Become a freedom ambassador, okay? And you can get paid up to $4,500 cash for each referral you make to Freedom Law School. Up to $4,500 for one referral. You make just a couple of referrals a month, $9,000 a month. Quit your job and become a freedom ambassador full-time, talking to everybody you know around you. Right? Don't sell with that little job. You guys not going anywhere. Go have fun. Okay? Mr. X asks, if we follow your program and we stop federal income tax withholding, do we continue paying state taxes? By the way, I live in California. Well, Mr. X, that's a good question. The answer is probably no, but possibly yes. Most states follow the federal income tax. They say take the number from your federal 1040 form, put that on a state tax form, take it from there. You can do that. However, few states like International Communist Republic of Mexicana, Hungary, money-hungry, socialist communist states, and New York are aggressive, you know, because they want to get more freebies to illegal aliens and cheating to get votes to stay in power. They don't care about the law. Law doesn't matter. They want power. They want your money to give them power. So they're more aggressive. So some people pay the California Franchise Tax Board just enough to have that issue with that on the federal. So you may not. It's an individual choice you got to make. Okay? Now, Mark says, I'm a state citizen and I don't pay income taxes, I think you mean to say. But remember this, Mark. You need to do it properly and correctly. Just saying that you are not a citizen of Washington, D.C. and territories is not enough. I'm going to put on our website the letter to Congress about this issue. But I want you to know this. The letter is based upon the videos that you see right here on our front page. This short video on the front page that links to the other longer videos. Here's a list of them. These short videos on our front page of our YouTube channel, this playlist, okay? And the detailed version of these below them, that's what's in those letters to Congress. A short, abbreviated version will be letters to Congress, okay? You need to do it properly by specifics of law as put together for you by Freedom Law School. Spell that for you, okay? I promise you by end of the year, I'll have it up on our website. Okay. Now, Jason says, I work for the state of Texas. Great. That's not the federal government. You don't owe federal income tax. And the definition of state in there, again, Jason, listen to me, brother. All of you who watched our videos in the past, good. Watch these on the front page of our website, okay? Right there on the front page of our website are these, you know, list of most Americans are not, do not owe income tax, short list, right here, these five. Watch these, okay? These ones. These five have that. The state definition in the law, as you see in these videos, Jason, is only Washington, D.C., not Texas, California, or Florida. Like in one of these videos, I'll show you how they have different definitions in the Internal Revenue Code that they refer to the 50 states for oil taxes, for example, Guam, Puerto Rico, even Northern Mariana Islands. This is the Internal Revenue Code. This is the Bible of the IRS. And I'll show you another video, that even way back in 1913, the income tax applied to Alaska, Hawaii, and other federal territories like Philippines. Philippines was part of the United States as a territory until after World War II became an independent country. And as they became these territory states, Philippines, Alaska, Hawaii, they were no longer state or United States. It's in there. Watch those videos. Okay? Eugene says that his payroll service withheld federal income tax in spite of his tax exemption as he put on his W-4 form without his authorization. He wants to sue the payroll service for misappropriation of the money. Well, Eugene, I do not know exactly how did you do your W-4 exempt and what happened beforehand. If you did not do it correctly, then they might ignore it, reject it. Okay? No, I'm afraid you cannot sue the employer or the payroll company. The law is written in a way that it makes it difficult to sue them, and the double crooked judges will protect them. You got to persuade them with the language of the law as published by Congress. Again, if you go to our website, you look, okay? You go under education materials, okay? Down to stop tax withholding link, folks, on our website. There it is. See that? I'll do it again. Stop tax withholding. Open that link in a new tab. And there, step-by-step process is explained to you in video as well as letters. Now, to do a W-4 exam correctly, properly, at the same time or before, you send your letters to Congress. You should do it right away, folks. I've got here for also is, where we, here we go. I have a step two temporary measure to stop withholding now. And below that, instructions on how to use the exempt W-4 form. There it is. The exempt W-4 form. Fill that for you ready with some modifications needed and the instructions of the IRS attached to it and the laws that refers to all attached and the relevant language highlighted. This is all from Congress's own website, all these laws you see, as well as the U.S. Supreme Court decisions that are publicly found out there. Okay, so all those instructions, I think you get the good results you want, Jason. Let's put out the call number before we wrap it up one more time. You want to ask a question live of me? Numbers on the screen. Now, Jason says, what do you suggest when the W-4 is an electronic election that looks nothing like the physical form? No problem. You can put exempt, but on the electronic form, you should send by U.S. mail, by certified mail, the printed out version of Freedom Law School's website. This whole thing, you print it out, you send it by certified mail to the payroll company or payroll division of your company. Say, look, the electronic copy boxed me in. I could not express everything I needed to express lawfully. Here it is, what I want to do correctly, properly, and they have to accept that from you and act on it. Okay? Any other questions? Okay, folks, call now with questions. In January, February, March, I will get extremely busy. Tax season will be here, folks. And I won't have the time to give you as detailed answers as I'm giving you now, off season. So check out our website. Check out those videos, okay? Listen to them on your drive to work. Don't watch them. Listen, drive safely. Then you can go home at night, watch them on your personal computer and big screen, better understand them. You can't do it? Fine. Watch it in your, listen in your car 2 or 3 times on your way to work, back and forth. Right? You get it here. And when you go home, you watch it after 3 or 4 times in the car. It's second nature to you. You already heard it. Okay? Use that dead time in the car. You're stuck in traffic every day. Use that. No music in the car. None. You're banned by yourself to be free. Listen to these videos, the extended one in the car. You know, when I tell you the law says this, I'm not making it up. You know on the screen, it actually is from the government source I'm reading from. You're not sure at home at night or weekend, you can go watch it and see it for yourself. Do that stuff, and that will give you the knowledge, confidence you need. Of knowing the truth, that you can move forward with confidence. Okay? All right, folks. Thank you very much, each and every one of you, for giving me your time and attention. I love each and every one of you for loving freedom and caring about truth and freedom. Please share it. You can call us. We will send you as many of our beautiful 32-page full-color freedom catalogs, okay, at no charge, a case of 125, to pass it out to people, friends, family members, coworkers. Leave it out at your dentist's office, mechanic's office, folks. Hand it out to people, folks. I will pay you. Even if you never get our program, if they sign up for any of our courses or freedom packages. So it's free. Might as well send for it. And have fun. And hope to see you all, meet you all in person someday very soon. Good night.